Pastor Carlos with us. I want to invite him to come up. Are you wired for... Yeah, welcome him. I loved hearing you preach last year. I really did. Yeah. And I think I'm going to love it again today. And we're going to get you back here sometime without the team and give you a little bit more time. God bless you, brother. Amen.
Praise the Lord. I must say, you have a very dear pastor, and he doesn't know that I know a little more about him than he thinks I know. He might look threatening and all that, but he's not like that. He loves puppy, and they get the best of him. But at any rate, we're okay? Can you open one? I was talking to him, and I called him, and he wanted to make sure that I was going to preach from the scriptures. But at any rate, no, I'm just kidding. Obviously, it's bad. I started that not too long ago to share a joke because even the jokes, people laugh at me, not at the joke, because I don't know how to give the punchline. But at any rate, a person by the way they preach, and when I was listening to some of his sermons, I recognized what a respectable man of God with integrity and so wise, educated, and loves the Lord and loves his people. So I commend you for that. And you actually made a fan out of me. Now I'll listen to your sermons more often. Amen. Somebody told me this joke recently, and it has a lot of implications in it, but there was this older man like me, I just turned 67, and there was this older man like me, and he was fishing, and he threw out his reel, and he reeled in a big old frog, and the frog looked at the elder man, and you guys better laugh, and they heard it already. And the frog looked at him and said, "If you hug me, I will give you sensitivity. I will make you more appreciative of people and things." So he hugged the frog. And sure enough, he felt something tingly about him, different. And then the frog looked at him again and says, if you give me a kiss, I'll turn into a beautiful woman and I'll be your bride. And he looked at the frog, and he put the frog in his pocket. And an hour later, the frog said, "Hey, I told you, I would be a bride to you, and I would be beautiful." And he looked at the frog, and he said, "I'd rather have a talking frog." When I thought about that, this is the convicting part. When I thought about that, how many of us have that wonderful person that God has given us and we keep her like a talking frog? But anyway, that's a whole different story to consider. Amen? Let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for being in the house where you have commanded for people to come, Lord God, and worship you and honor you and exalt you. We praise you, Lord Jesus, for what you have opened up for us to be able to be partakers of your very divine nature by the very promises that have been given to us through the ages, in you, by you, and through you. And we honor you, Holy Spirit, that you have come to do a work in our lives that will be the completion of Christ in us, the hope of glory. So we exalt you, Father, Lord Jesus, Holy Spirit. And we ask you, Holy Spirit, to have your way. I ask you, take this apprehension that I have, this nervousness that I have, and I ask you to take over, and I ask you to help me to preach and to teach only what is proper and what is perfect, the Word of God. If I should deviate in any way, shape, form, or fashion, convict me, correct me, give me grace to receive open correction. Otherwise, bless this ministry, Holy Spirit. Exalt the Lord in our hearts. Magnify the Lord in our minds. Help us to see the depthness of the Lord. At the same time, open the Word of God to us, that we may embrace it and enjoy it and eat it as it is the bread of life. Oh, let your anointing fall upon your people to be listeners from the depths of the heart, to be doers determinately in the mind, fixated on honoring you and exalting you and praising you and glorifying you and allowing you to become greater and us less. Oh, Lord Jesus, be magnified and exalted. In your name we pray. Amen. You know, yesterday I was ministering somewhere out in Wakanda. I didn't realize how far it was. And I was sharing my testimony, something that most of us Christian, for one reason or another, think that we get saved and we're not supposed to talk about that anymore. And that's one of the important building blocks of growth. It really is in the scripture, giving a testimony. I often ask the person, when was the last time you gave yours? But I'm not asking you that. And so I was talking to this person. I came across, he asked me, how did you interact with God to the point that you got to know him in the way that you come across? And I said, you know, as I read the Bible, say, read the Bible, the Old Testament and the New Testament. And I began to read it for the first time in my life. And I think I told you this maybe last time. I forget when you gave a testimony. And when I finally got to the book of Gideon, and I was telling him this. I'm telling you this because I had it all set up. I already had used guys, a team challenge. I had a message that God gave me, and I thought I was going to bring it today. But God changed the course of my message at the on Saturday, when I went to minister to somebody whose husband had been unfaithful to her for 10 years. And she's a mess, but a very strong person. But anyway, they had me come over and pray over their house and pray over them and so forth and so on. And I was sharing with him, I said, you know, as I was looking in the book of Judges, and I came across chapter 6, that was the pivotal point in my life, because that's where God turned me all the way. And when I saw what Gideon asked him, and I was thinking, like, wow, you know, what's going on here? Like, God, sometimes it's so easier to just stop picking up the Christian lingo and just be like children and just believe God. And that's where I was at that day. And so I was sharing with him that, and then I said to him, and you have to watch how the conversation unfolds from a person where he's at to where God wants to take him. And then out of nowhere, I took my eyes off of him, and I looked and I said, don't stop the conversation. Then I looked back at him, and I said, that's the message for tomorrow. Don't stop the conversation. And not too long ago, you know you're getting older when you like when you now like movies like Fiddler on the Roof. It was a movie in the 1903. And back then, a musical was something that I wouldn't want to listen to, didn't have the patience for. But the other day, I was looking at Fiddler on the Roof. Is about a family in a certain area. They're going through a lot of turmoil, and they were Jewish people that were being persecuted in many different ways, and they're being persecuted now by most of the world, and we shouldn't be tricked by the enemy to be part of that process. But at any rate, at one point he said, he just looked up in the heavens, and he began to just talk with God. And he was saying something about his circumstance. And there was a childlikeness about him. I know he was an actor. He was doing it very well. But it caught my eye, and it caught my mind, and it caught my spirit. He was just keeping the conversation going. And he was being very practical about the things in his life at the moment. And that stayed with me. Oh, that I could keep the conversation going with the Almighty. That I would keep the conversation going with the Almighty so that I could be of such an earthly good because I am so heavenly minded. We have that warped. Don't misunderstand me. I could tell you about what happened in Turkey. And I could tell you what's happened in Syria. And I think Wade made the wrong decision coming to the Bulls. I could talk to you about those kind of things. But if when I see you, all I can do is talk to you about that and we match wits and intellect, what good have I really done? If I can't motivate you to the deeper things of God, this is what happens to me. I study, I put it down, and then I move out of the, please forgive me. And I didn't look at the time. Ay, ay, ay. You got some real faithful guys. They said, when you see the sun up, you need to stop. Listen, it's up. And that was threatening the way they said it. But anyway, I won't tell you their name, Mike. But anyway. Okay, I think it was Joe. But let me just try to take some of my notes in here. In order for us to keep the conversation going, listen, we need to play the part better than George Bailey. By the way, I was appreciative of knowing that Ali was going to pay for Bibles. I hope it turned into him receiving the Lord quietly because. As I reflected when he died, I was with you. I was not. I was the opposite. I thought he was the greatest. But then again, I was so lost that I could understand why I would love somebody that far off in the left. And then I realized that was how sick I was before I met the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, and we have to play the part by doing what is right daily, on a moment by moment basis. We have to rein in the things that are not helping us to keep a conversation going with God. That conversation going with God, God gives us example throughout the Bible continuously that he wants to keep a conversation going. We think it's just a moment in the corner of the closet, which should be the main priority for our lives, is the altar that we have unto the Lord, a secret between you and him, or us and him. That should not be disputed. But beyond there, we should be able to keep the conversation going. And as I was in the book of Gideon, there I go again, in the book of Judges, it came to me anew when I was under the anointing and I was speaking to that person, and it just came to me anew. So I had to bring it out. You have to watch the conversation. Because if you keep the conversation, then you'll keep the conversation going. See, in order to keep the conversation going, we have to allow ourselves to be transformed, and that would be knowing Christ, knowing that we are a new creation, knowing that we are being perfected. We act in the Christian world with the word perfect as if it's an anathema, something that we don't want. It's something like, I can't be perfect. Yes, you can. Yes, you are. In Christ, you are perfect. And so am I. And that perfectness, which is the born-again spirit, needs to rise up so the ugly person that used to be knocks down. And the only way we can do that is we keep the conversation going. As long as we keep the conversation going this way, we're going to be very fruitful. You don't have to be concerned with being fruitful. You will be fruitful. It is what it is. That's God's program. That's not my program. That's not Teen Challenge program, as great as it is. That's his program. And in that program, he has a process. And in that process, he needs to have you and I converse with him on a continual basis. I say this to my detriment because I find myself 38 years into the Lord, and I have to be relearned all over again at 67 years old that I have been doing some things wrong. Repentance is nothing wrong if it's done from the heart. Are you listening to what I'm saying? I got 5 pages, but they're real big, so I'll get right through them. Okay. So you keep the conversation going, and we're going to go into the book of Judges real quick. So if I don't open the Bible, I have 2 chapters here, real big letters. I probably could do it without my glasses because I want to make sure I read it. But it's in 1 and 2 Corinthians, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 13, and in 15, in 5:17, praying without ceasing, we kind of look at those things and kind of consider, like, is it possible to pray without ceasing? Anything that God says is possible, is possible. The reason we don't embrace it is because we let the enemy take us out of kilter, and now we're listening to the wrong conversation. God has put in place certain resources that can get us to the point where we can have a conversation with Him about our failures. Say failures. Man, right. I don't fail a lot, but boy, when I fail, it's like a bomb. It's okay. He wants to hear that. Our success. In our daily life. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and its righteousness. See, keeping the conversation going, we'll go to the scriptures in just a moment. Keeping the conversation going, it's a desire and an act of the will by God's mercy and grace. Philippians chapter 2, verse 13 is one of my favorite chapters. And I know theologians have a big name for it. They try to tell me, but sometimes I say simple. I'm a simplistic person. I'm not that smart. I just know the word. I know how to hide behind the word. And the word says that it is God who has willed it for you and I to will and to act upon all of His great purposes for us. Thing is, we want to keep our culture. The thing, we want to stay in our tradition. And I'm not telling you any of that is bad, but if it's, I think Dr. Evans from Texas said it best. If your culture and your race and your whatever is greater than your Christianity, then you're too whatever. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Most people try to address me, are you Puerto Rican? I say, no, I am a Christian that happened to be Puerto Rican. I will not let nobody flip that on me. Because Christ is first in everything. I'm here because He took me from the miry clay and changed me. And listen, let me tell you something. When you determine to keep the conversation going, the devil and the demons will throw the kitchen sink and then pick it up and send it to you again. But listen, greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world. If I told you the stuff, I was going to make an excuse to not come. But Psalm 15 says to me, you go even when it hurts because you made a commitment. Too many of us Christians make a commitment and then we break it because it's easier for us to break it. We don't even go through the scriptural process and asking the person to forgive us and they will release us. That would be the proper way. Don't get mad at me. Please don't get mad at me. I'm just sharing the word And I'm preaching to myself. I'll tell the guys at Team Challenge, whenever I preach hard, it's for myself, not them. Then I'll say, yeah, right. Anyway, listen, the Lord Jesus Christ is the greatest role model among many things that He is. He's the Lord of Lords. He's the appropriation for sin, and because of His precious and sinless blood, we're able to be born again, and so forth and so on. So I'm not minimizing any of that. But the Lord Jesus Christ was the greatest role model that we could ever have. And He kept the conversation going. Among many scriptures, John 8:28, and I just took a sampling of it, not the whole scripture. It says, as my Father taught me, I speak these things. I keep the conversation going, He says. In verse 26 of chapter 8, He says, I speak those things which I hear from Him. Don't let the devil tell you all, but that's the Lord. Listen, same word that he had, you got. The same spirit that he gave, you have. And then he's giving you the mind. His mind. Boy, I can't. Oh, my goodness. I have his mind. Now I got to put the word. I got to move, brother. I got to move. I am so sorry. I forget time. I did ask him if he let me preach as long as Paul did when that brother fell, but he said, no, that ain't happening. But anyway, but when it comes to that scripture, I had a little quote here from one of the scholars. It says, but the Lord Jesus doing the will of the Father was not an occasional choice in times of crucial decisions. Like some of us are like firemen. We want to go put out a fire, so we pray only when the fires come up. But when you keep the conversation going, you pray when there are no fires. Some of it will prevent you from the fires. But the Lord Jesus says, the Father's constant presence in his life signals that there never was a moment when he did not do the Father's will. He kept the conversation going. In your circle of life, like my circle of life is different, and for every person that is here, even those within families, and you have a perfect place for God to use you and use you perfectly. Say perfectly. If you don't concede your heart and your will on the daily basis to the Lord Jesus Christ by the power of the Holy Spirit and develop a relationship that is closer than just a song about the Holy Spirit, but you get to know the third person of the Trinity, listen, things happen. Not too long ago, somebody from Tennessee, I kept her number there, not because I'm going to Tennessee or I chase women. I don't do that. But one digit number was different than mine's, and yet she called my number. When I got done, I could sense that the Spirit of the Lord wanted me to minister to her. And there were tears on the other. She was sobbing. And I was sharing Christ with her. And at the end, she said, could you please call again? I tried, but her husband, as I put it down, I didn't know how to explain that. Later, I'm just saying about, just wanted to see that she was okay, and well, I wanted to pray. But the dude sounded rough. I said, man, if you leave this alone. So are you listening to me? Amen? But you see, you got to keep the conversation going. So it goes that way. See, as we learn to appropriate and utilize spiritual resources, our armor of God, and the fruit of the Spirit, and obviously first, the fact that in Luke chapter 1, verse 73 and 74, that the Lord has made us to be righteous and in holiness. He's dressed us in holiness. When I looked in the mirror, I might not look like I'm holy in that mirror, but when I looked in the mirror of the Word of God, I know that I'm holy because He says I'm holy. If I keep the conversation going, that truth will come forth. I got to move real fast because I got some other stuff I got to get done. I got five more pages. No. And then in 1 Thessalonians 2:3, it says, give thanks always. Say always. You know, because I was such an ungrateful person, Teen Challenge guys, listen to this. Because I was such an ungrateful person as an addict and everything that I was, so selfish, I began to learn that thankfulness and please is something that I need to incorporate in my vocabulary on a daily basis. No matter how young they are, no matter how ignorant they are, no matter how rude they are, me using thank you and please, especially with my wife, not keep her in my pocket like a frog. Are you listening to what I'm saying? That's something that you condition yourself to do. But first and foremost, in the closet and then throughout the day, you're thankful to God because you're having an open conversation with Him. And then pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Often we let the enemy deceive us and tell us that's not possible. But when I listened to Joshua yesterday in chapter 21, verse 45, it struck me. I needed to put this in here. Not a word failed of any good thing which the Lord has spoken. Not one. Never will be. all comes to pass. Joshua chapter 21, verse 45. And then as I was writing, he says, when we keep the conversation going, he can accomplish in us all that he intends to be accomplished. Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9 and 10. And he prayed. He opened up the conversation. That's Jabez. And at the end, I like that part when he said, and God gave him what he requested. Listen, it's simplistic. If you are a child of the Most High God, come to the Father, get to know him as the Father that maybe you didn't have, that you thought you should have had, that you could have had. Listen, you got him. And he wants you to speak to him very clearly. I love theologians, but I like the fact that one got one side and one got the other. I was just listening to Calvin and Arminism. I said, my goodness, I believe they were both right. But anyway, let's move on from there. It doesn't matter how bad we were. What matters is how good he is. Get over whatever happened. Listen, I come from a very hurt background, traumatic, and I still suffer the residue of some of that stuff, the splintering of that life. And God shows me and continues to heal. But the Father is perfect. And he loves us immensely. But you got to keep the conversation going. As we keep the conversation going, we're going to succeed. I think I'm still in a half an hour bracket. As we keep the conversation going, we will succeed and we prosper. One of the greatest resources that God has is memorization. I call it the M&M. Memorization, the transfer into meditation. The M&M. Failure to memorize and pivot into meditation does not allow you to enjoy the package of keeping the conversation going. Because it's through the Word of God that he works. Who? The Holy Spirit. The Pharisees memorized a lot of the scriptures. But the Lord said to them, you know not the scripture or the power of God. Because they didn't know how to turn it into meditation. And it's only the Word that you need to meditate on. We can be changed moment by moment, day by day, but we have to keep the conversation going. In Psalm 119, one of my favorite psalms is Psalm 119, because it is there that I find a person that wants to keep the conversation going. Not only does he want to keep the conversation going, but he shows us how to keep the conversation going. In just the first 9 verses, and I knew that I only had so much time, so I'm going to run through this real quick. In just the first 9 verses, we find him talking to God this way. You have commanded me. When I look into your word, the conversation is up that way. I will praise you. I will keep your statutes. Take heed. I will take heed according to your word. When I first came to Teen Challenge, I took Psalm 119. Because I needed a lot of healing. And I read it every day for 90 days. And it broke certain things in my life. I still read it. I listen to it more now. Because the word will change you. You have the power. You have the presence. You're in his program. He has redeemed you. And now he wants to recover what Adam lost in the very beginning. Think about it. Adam was conversing with God continuously and everything was prosperous. It was when he broke the conversation that all hell broke loose. And I don't mean that in the meaning way, so don't take it that way. When Satan comes in, he brings hell. That's what he does. That's where he comes from. To kill, to steal, and to destroy. He has stolen enough from you and I. He has killed a lot of potential. But you know what? God can recover what he has taken. I marvel at the fact of who I am and what I've become and how educated I've become. I'm not that educated, but at least I think so. But anyway, you know what I'm saying? And I was such a low grade. Oh, I don't even want to tell you some of the ugly stuff I used to do. But God takes the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. Let me give you a little tidbit. Think of yourself as being a foolish person. And then go to God. Let him bring you and make you a wise person. Are you listening to me? It's called humbleness and humility. When you don't have enough of it, ask for it. He'll give it to you. Don't ask him to humble you. Don't do that with God. Just ask him, Lord, could you help me to be more humble? That's different. Amen? Anybody listening? Give me a hand. Two persons. Okay. They're all team challenge. No. Keeping the conversation going will allow God in Christ by the Holy Spirit to keep us in his program of redemption in the process, which is recovery, and make us his product. And so as we look real quick, and you know what? I don't want to go into the scripture there because I have 9 minutes. And in Judges chapter 6, without God, all hellish thing broke loose. If you read it in the first 5 verses, I think it is, or 6, on the way here, I listened to it about 7 or 8 times. Can I stop for a tidbit for faith for you? This year, as I turned 67, at the beginning of the year, I don't make resolutions. I just make commitments to myself, and then I ask him to give me the grace to do it. And this year, I put myself on a plan to go through the Bible 8 times, from Genesis to Revelation. And you know, I deducted that through the years, this is not personal to you, this is for me. Through the years, I bragged about, I finished the Bible 1 time this year. Hey, I'm going to give me a trophy. And then this year I said, man, and all the time I tell people and I tell myself, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So this year, I determined that I would go through the Bible. I just want to go for the ride. I just want to experience the process. But I want more faith. And I'm very much on track of going through the Bible 8 times this year. That's beside going through, like, for instance, chapter 6 and 7 of Judges, 7 and 8 times on the way here, even though God already has given it and deposited it in my spirit. Why? Because faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of God. And the hearing is, as you keep the conversation going, the Holy Spirit becomes more refreshing in our lives, because we're inculcating the word of God into our mind, into our heart, through the process of meditation. The mind is memorization. The heart is the meditation, which will help your conversation with God. And so here we look at a person, and this is what got me, and this is where I started the conversation. I'm almost finished, I think. And it becomes a matter. And then when things happen without God, then all we can live is in a form of survival. And this is where we find Gideon. And yet Gideon has a lot of negative questions. When you open a conversation with God, he doesn't mind how negative your questions are, as long as they're not loaded for you to not really want to serve him. That's different. Because here comes somebody from heaven, and the conversation, and I said this to this person, I never saw it in the spirit like that. In heaven, when they see you, they see you as a mighty warrior. They didn't just see him. In heaven, they see what you would be if you just keep the conversation going. And so a heavenly being comes to talk to an earthly person that has been so touched by the world and its surrounding that his conversation is on the mundane, on the communal, the community aspect of it. The heavenly person doesn't know to think that way. And the heavenly person takes him and listens to him and answers of his question. Then he pivots him into thinking heavenly. And all the time, there's a conversation unfolding. I wish I could go through all of the scriptures of it to show you sequentially how what Gideon did, once he recognized that God was God and that God was with him and that he could do what God said, now Gideon moves in that direction with boldness. He didn't have to ask for boldness. He just got it. He didn't have to ask for courageousness. He just got it. And I propose to you and I that we can get it and we can maintain it if we continue the conversation. Please bow your head. Gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for using this feeble servant. Thank you for what you have shown me as I minister the word, Holy Spirit. And there's conviction here today. And we don't want the conviction to turn to condemnation. So I ask you, Holy Spirit, to move in the heart of those that have been challenged, that have been convicted, and you have shown them the correct thing to do. I pray, Holy Spirit, that in your own gentle, persuasive, and firm way, that you would bring them back to the cross, that you would bring them back to the Lord. Not as if they're backslidden, but if there's anyone that is backslidden, I pray that you minister to that person specifically. And if there's anyone here today that doesn't know you, Lord Jesus, I pray, Holy Spirit, that you so work and burn in their hearts the reality of heaven, of having a godly, heavenly conversation on a continual basis because of the work of the Lord Jesus, because of the blood that was shed. Is there anyone here that needs the Lord? Would you raise your hand? Anybody here that needs the Lord? Praise the Lord. Amen. We got two. Praise the Lord. Anybody else? Those two of you that have raised your hand, I just want you to pray. Actually, everybody pray with me this, please. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you that in Christ Jesus, you have called us back to you. And right now, we recommit our lives to you. And we ask you, Lord Jesus, to come into our heart and be our Savior. And beyond that, Lord, be the master of our life. We give all of ourselves to you, and we ask you to help us by your Holy Spirit to have that conversation. Thank you for saving us, and thank you for a new conversation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you.
Did you appreciate Pastor Carlos this morning? Thank you. This microphone is really warm.